you're in Burlington, you might have noticed more police officers out of their cars and walking on the street. While foot patrols are not anything new, this month Burlington's Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo announced the department would be doing more throughout the city. To learn more about it, VPR's Liam Connors spent a recent Saturday night out with the Burlington Police.
Despite the warm weather, it's a pretty quiet night when I tag along with Corporal Jesse Namdar.
How you doing? Not bad. Earlier that gentleman had asked me if I'd caught any villains so far tonight.
Have you?
I have not caught any villains, no. The night is young.
That's mostly what Namdar's doing tonight. Saying hi, making small talk, really just being present and available.
People learn your name, you learn their names. I think they've become more comfortable talking to you.
And sometimes being more visible in the community means hot dogs and bouncy castles. A few days after my brief stint on foot patrol, I'm back on North Street, but this time for a barbecue hosted by the Burlington Police Department. The street's packed. A line of people wait for grill food, a DJ blasts music. There's even a tiny helicopter at the end of the street. Both the barbecue and foot patrols get officers out in the community and talking to people. Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo says that's how you get positive change.
You need kind of slow policing to really solve community problems in a lasting way, and foot patrols are about slow policing. An officer on foot, noting the conditions, talking to people, trying to find ways to solve problems that aren't just about, you know, handcuffs.
Hey guys, can't skateboard in the marketplace, all right?
That's Sergeant Wayne Lebrecht. During my night on foot patrol, I went with Lebrecht to Church Street. It was busier and much louder than North Street, but the idea is the same. Walk around, say hi, and listen. Lebrecht tells me he advises newer officers to use foot patrols to establish relationships. And while talking to people can be nerve-wracking at first, Lebrecht says the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Even if it's just saying hello to somebody one day, and then the next day say, how's everything going? And then the next day after that, maybe you talk to them a little bit more, and before you know it, that person's your friend.
Back on North Street, Corporal Namdar and I are in front of the shopping bag, a convenience store. Namdar perches on the curb, arms slightly crossed, surveying the scene. She's quick to say hi or smile at the steady stream of people moving past us. Kiefer Banta steps out of the shopping bag and lights a cigarette. He works at the store and lives two blocks up the street. He's glad the police are around more.
Just the other day when I was getting out of work, we had a really drunk guy outside of the shop causing a big, big ruckus, and the cops got him out within like 2 minutes.
So you feel like you've noticed that just having them walking around more has made a difference?
They're outside of the shop pretty much every day.
During the few hours I'm out on foot patrol, nothing really happens. It's mostly just walking around on a pleasant spring night and talking. As I leave, Namdar tells me she's off to another area of Burlington to walk around and let people know she'll be out there all night. For VPR News, I'm Liam Connors.